This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold his faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
He met with Russian officials. Did anyone from the Clinton campaign ever meet with officials from the Kremlin during the campaign?
Well, the folks that were managing that within the campaign have said that there were none, no meetings like that. But I think it's important to step back and not look at this as a question of whether people were meeting with foreign officials. I think it's already been said on your program today that foreign dignitaries are often attending the conventions and so on. What matters here is that we know that the Russians broke into the DNC and then leaked.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. That's Robbie Mookie, the former campaign manager for Hillary Clinton. Notice how he didn't answer the question. He was asked whether or not Clinton camp had any contact with the Kremlin, and then he said, well, the folks that were managing the campaign. You were managing the campaign! 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Of course, this Russian deal will not go away because this is the only thing that they have. These are classic Alinskyite tactics. This is straight out of Rules for Radicals. Okay, I want people to understand what's going on here. This is, and it's very important to understand this, that what you are seeing is literally a coup d'etat occurring right before your eyes. And it's very important to understand that, because that's what's going on. And the question should be not, do we need an independent investigation or a prosecutor, an independent prosecutor? The question should be, Trump should immediately, the Justice Department should immediately investigate the Obama administration for perpetuating this coup d'etat, because that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. And make no mistake about it, that's what's going on here. With, of course, the aid of the media. Because that's what's going on here. Because when you have, first of all, you know, I saw this on the news, that all the gains that Trump had made by his speech on Tuesday night have now been wiped away by this current scandal. It's not even a current scandal. It's been going on since last summer. Last summer! This has been going on, and it's been reputed. I'm sorry, you repudiated time and time again. It's the same story from last summer. Remember, the WikiLeaks released the Podesta emails. That's how this whole thing started. Well, it was also, of course, don't forget in July, Donald Trump makes a joke about the Russian, whether or not the Russians, if they're hacking into the DNC, hey, can we get Hillary's emails? And of course, oh my God, look, he's calling for the Russians to hack. And there's, of course, the media pylon by the usual suspects. Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Marco Rubio, and all the rest of the minions. But that's what's going on. That's exactly what's going on. And what's amazing is how the media is complicit in this. Okay, I want to play for you last night, the evening news, the three major networks, ABC and NBC. Basically now, ABC and NBC are now, just so you know, a PR arm of the Democrat Party. Well, they all are, pretty much. And CBS less so. So I want to play this. The first thing I'm going to play for you is CBS, okay, and how they dealt with the story. Okay, first let's I want to play for you CBS last night, how they handled the story, okay, and then I'm going to play for you the other two networks and what they had to say about this bogus story. Here we go.
Attorney Jan Crawford is our chief legal correspondent. Jan, as you might expect, Democrats accused Session today of perjuring himself before Congress. What's the law on that?
Well, I mean, Scott, that is a very high bar, and I see no way Attorney General Sessions would be prosecuted for his testimony. I mean, to be convicted of lying to Congress, you have to give testimony that you know is false. And Sessions said this afternoon he was thinking the question related to whether he had contacts in connection with his role as a campaign surrogate, not as a U.S. senator. So in that context, and when you look at the actual questions, his statements would not be considered false under the law. The state...
Okay.
Made clear.
So that's, first of all, that's, number one, that's CBS, okay? Now, I want you to listen to how ABC News and NBC News handled it last night. But I want you to understand something, and I will get to this later, but remember these names that they're throwing out at you, okay?
Blunt tweet from President George W. Bush's top ethics lawyer, saying misleading the Senate in sworn testimony about one's own contacts with the Russians is a good way to go to jail.
All right, let me stop there. They're referring to Richard Painter. He is the former ethics attorney for George W. Bush. This guy is a never-Trumper, hates Trump, by the way, also has tweeted out that Trump is Hitler. That's who they get to comment on what's going on. And, of course, then they can say, well, you know, look, it's Republicans that are calling for this. Listen.
All right, Mary Bruce, talking with Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill today. But, Mary, Democrats are saying they're not going to give up this fight. They're going to try to pressure Sessions to resign, even calling for a criminal investigation tonight.
Yet, David, Democrats say this is now a question of perjury, and a group of House Democrats have sent a letter to the FBI director demanding an immediate criminal investigation. Some Democrats even want to see if Sessions will come back up here to the Hill to testify again.
Senator Dianne Feinstein cast doubt.
Anyway, it goes on from there. I can't even listen to it anymore. it's just gotten to the point where these people are just ridiculous. I mean, really? This is the best you can come up with? It is no wonder that the Democrat Party is imploding right before our eyes, people. Right before our eyes. They are imploding. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, kids, shake loose, give all the spotlight, give you something that you know to change the weather. But a cattle fight is called tonight, so stick around.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I'm going to go right to the phones. I've got Luis calling from Miami. I think it's Miramar, right?
Yeah, Miramar, Miami, all the same thing down here.
That's true. Well, listen, thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it. Thanks
for listening. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. So tomorrow there's going to be a rally in Tropical Park for support of Trump.
Yeah, I see that. It's actually, I think that's going on all over the country, if I'm not mistaken, because I think it's also, I saw somewhere like in New York as well and in D.C. I think it's pretty much all over the country.
Okay, nice. So anyways, what I wanted to talk about is, what, you just played that clip of that Democrat guy, and look how these guys, they don't open their mouth. They know exactly when to stop. They know when to go. They know what to say. Why is it that the Republicans can't do that?
Oh,
I don't
because,
get it.
It really
blows my mind.
You know why? You know why? Because they are also against Donald Trump. Look, I had somebody. I had somebody last night. I talked to a buddy of mine that lives up in Philadelphia, and he said the exact same thing to me. He's like, Why are these Republicans doing this? And so what I said to him was, look, this just goes to show you, it's like I always say, you know, Trump exposes everybody, and he's exposed the Republican Party as well. And so it's very easy now to tell the good guys from the bad guys. And so it's pretty simple, really, Luis, because they hate Trump because Trump is going to drain the swamp, and they are swamp creatures, and that's what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so another thing is, why does the Trump administration, they don't even wait a week. They can't even wait a week to come up with a plan. Look at what happened with Flynn. I mean, right the same day the guy was out. I mean, not even a 24-hour period had passed. And they couldn't even wait a week. Doesn't that frustrate you, too?
Yeah, absolutely it does. Well, because I think that they, frankly, I don't know if there was something more going on with Flynn, because I said at the time, I was like, this is really weird. Why would they, you know, why would they fire him because he lied, you know, supposedly because he lied to Pence. That's why they fired him. I don't know if maybe there was something else going on, because I personally think that they show a weakness by succumbing to these baseless allegations. Even the fact that, for instance, Jeff Sessions had to recuse himself, I personally wouldn't have done that. You know,
he's done it twice. This isn't the first time he does. He
Correct.
Did it during the confirmation hearings, too.
Correct. And what you're referring to, for the people that don't know, during the confirmation hearings, he was asked if he would recuse himself if there were any investigations involving Hillary Clinton. And he said, yes, I will recuse myself. A lot of people didn't really get that. And so, you know, kudos to you for pointing that out. That's absolutely true. And then now he's done it again. And by doing that, it kind of presupposes that maybe these allegations, there's something to these allegations. And frankly, I think that it hurts the administration, because it's almost as if, and this goes back to your point of, you know, the GOP, it's almost like the GOP doesn't realize that they won.
Yeah.
They're acting like losers.
The Republican Party is in disarray, and the only thing holding them together is Trump, and they don't realize that.
I agree. They should just ride that horse all the way to the finish line, because what else do they got? And, you know, part of it is because Trump has pretty much realigned the Republican Party. It's because now the Republican Party is the party of Trump. It's not the party of Reagan. You know what I mean? People always talk about Reagan and
yeah.
And it's not the party of Reagan, because it's the party of Trump now. I mean, if you look at some of his policies, they are clearly against the traditional Republican orthodox. So
yeah.
I think that's what's going on, and I think that it's the same people that are against Trump and that are working against him. It's the same guys. Like, you know, when you have the media and they hold out and they say, well, you know, the Republicans are pushing back at Trump and are calling for an investigation. It's the same people all the time. It's McCain. It's Lindsey Graham. It's Marco Rubio. It's the same guys. You know, the do nothings. And they better cop a clue, because I think that if they don't, they're going to find themselves primaried, hopefully. So
yeah. All right, sir. Thank you very much. Wonderful
right, no
show
problem.
Again.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for calling. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Oh, I got to tell you, I get frustrated to no end by the Republican Party. But But this is, see, again, the Republican Party doesn't understand that we hate you. Seriously. That's, they don't get it. They don't get it. They don't understand. I think, you know, they're in Washington. They're in this bubble. They're in this echo chamber, and they're somewhat like, you know, the Hollywood entertainment industry that we saw that in the Oscars, where they just sit there and talk to themselves. These people just do the same thing. They're just as bad. They're just as bad as the Hollywood liberals, because they're just talking to themselves and admiring themselves, and they still do not get it. Ronald Reagan ain't coming back. Okay? Just like there's not going to be another Jordan, there's not going to be another Reagan. To all the Reagan conservatives out there, Donald Trump now is the Republican Party, whether you like it or not. Sorry. So stop talking about Reagan conservatism and we need to go back to the values of conservatives and smaller government and Reagan and this and that. No. No. Forget about Reagan. I mean, Reagan was nice. So was Jordan. Jordan was awesome. He was the best. There's never going to be another Jordan. Never going to be another Reagan. Get over it. It's the party of Trump. That's the reality to all the GOP people out there. And this is just a function of they're swamp rats. They're swamp rats. And they don't want to go anywhere. Because in D.C., you get elected, and you never leave. It's like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime, but you can never leave. That's what these people are. Except it's Hotel Washington. They never leave. They get to Washington, and they go from the Hill to K Street. And that's it. And they just stay there. And they hang out with each other, and they hang out with other Democrats, and they go to lunch at the prime rib. That's what's up. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So in order to perpetuate this fake news story, the mainstream media, if you've noticed, they have started to put out this, well, you know, there is pressure building on the right now from Republicans, right? And, of course, they always cite the same people. CBS This Morning journalist Anthony Mason yesterday cited a man who compared Donald Trump to the Nazis as an example of supposed pressure building from the right about Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Talking to Republican operative Dan Senor about two meetings Sessions had last year with the Russian ambassador, Mason Hype, there's pressure in some cases coming from the right on this. By the way, Dan Senor, just so you people know and you're aware of this, Dan Senor was the guy that was instrumental in leaking the Billy Bush tape. Yeah, Dan Senor. Awesome. So, Anthony Mason went on to quote one Richard Painter, the former White House ethics lawyer for President George W. Bush. In a tweet said, misleading the Senate in sworn testimony is a good way to go to jail. But perhaps Painter isn't the best example of the building pressure from the right. I just want to play this for you so you can get a sense of what I'm talking about. And by the way, he was also used.
But then there's, there's pressure even.
CNN also used.
But then there's, there's pressure even in some cases coming from the right on this. Richard Painter, the former White House ethics lawyer for President George W. Bush, in a tweet said misleading the Senate in sworn testimony is a good way to go to jail. I mean, so how does the Trump administration respond to this situation with Sessions at this point?
I think you got to break this into package this into two different tracks. One track is should he resign? And I actually, based on what I know so far, it looks ludicrous that he should resign. And I think Democrats who are calling for resignation are really overreaching.
Okay, that's just a cover, just so you know. Okay, that's just a cover. Bringing out Dan Senor and all that. Okay. So other. Just so you know, and I want you to understand again, because this goes to the caller that called before, questioning the GOP and the frustration that he has. Look, it's the frustration that we all have, frankly, with the GOP. Okay? Here are some other tweets from this guy, Richard Painter. Okay? Just so you know. Other tweets from Painter include comparing a lack of journalists' access in the Trump White House to a Nazi press conference by Joseph Goebbels. On another occasion, he retweeted a picture of Trump with the words, "Hitler didn't start by killing millions, he started by attacking the press." And by the way, Painter writes for the Huffington Post and has authored pieces such as this one from 2013, U.S. Senate succumbs to NRA protection racket. NBC also hyped Painter. On the Today Show, Peter Alexander prompted, overnight, President George W. Bush's chief ethics lawyer tweeted, misleading the Senate in sworn testimony about one's own contacts with the Russians is a good way to go to jail. Okay? That's the pressure from the right, FYI. That's what they're coming up with. I saw last night he was on, this guy was on CNN as well. And so what the mainstream media does is they go, well, look, there's pressure coming from Republicans. Look, lo and behold, look, there's pressure coming from Republicans. It's it's John McCain, the maverick senator John McCain and Lindsey Graham. Oh, by the way, did you see this last night? They had a, was it last night or the night before? I think it was the night before last. They had a big town hall meeting with John McCain and Lindsey Graham together on CNN. That tells you all you need to know. A CNN town hall meeting with John McCain and Lindsey Graham. As if to say, look, there's bipartisan support for this. We got to get to the bottom of this. Because our very democracy here is at stake. And you're hearing, by the way, you're hearing that talking point too. Our democracy is at stake. Our very democracy is at stake here. We've got to save the democracy. Because, you know, that's going to scare you. And look, and it's Republicans, too, that are joining in on this. This isn't, by the way, this isn't just a Democrat thing. No. There is pressure from Republicans. Look, John McCain, it's Lindsey Graham. It's this guy from the Bush White House. I mean, my God, look, he's the ethics lawyer. And, of course, you've also got W that's out there trashing Trump. So I understand the frustration on the part of normal people. I want to play this for you real quick. This is
ranking Democrat on the Oversight Committee. Do you have confidence that the chairman will work together with you and pursue these issues that you're concerned about? We're talking about Jason Chaffetz.
No, no, I do not.
Why?
Because we have asked, we were presented with 43 items with regard to what we will be looking at over the next few years. Democrats asked to look at the emoluments clause and a number of everything, and on a party vote, every single thing we wanted to do to look at this the situation with President Trump and all the conflicts of interest and other things, they voted down. I think basically what the Republicans have done is pretty much circled the wagon, and in some instances, and I hate to say it, it hurts me to say it, but have put party first. Now, there are exceptions, and I applaud Lindsey Graham and McCain and Portman and others, but we've got to put country first. This is, you've heard me say this before, Wolf, this is bigger than Trump. This is about saving our democracy. And I've seen that chipping away at the very fabric of that democracy. And now we need to have a true investigation, independent folks looking at this who care about America, because this is bigger than us. This is not just about now. This is about generations yet unborn and us passing on a democracy that is even better than the one that was in existence when we were born.
You see that? It's bigger than us, man. It's about... it's about the democracy. You see that? It's bigger than us. We got to get to the bottom of this. Notice how he again cites Lindsey Graham and John McCain and Rob Portman and again all the usual suspects. There is clearly bipartisanship against Donald Trump. And it's outrageous. But we need to save our democracy. Yeah, from these clowns. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid law attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Would you join me, please, in welcoming him?
Breathe in, I'm full of courage.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. Here's your ticket. The drama get wicked. The crew to you to put the back to black attack. So I smack and tap and slap the mic. Now I'm ready to mic it. Hear my favoritism, Rolo. Never be a brother like me, go solo. Laser Anastasia Major. Raise the blaze and train and train you.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So earlier in the show, I played for you a video of how Nancy Pelosi was asked today, as a matter of fact, whether or not she ever met with the Russian ambassador. Okay? This is today. This is today. This is this morning. Okay? In which she said this.
Let's listen. Drill down on that. I mean, you've been in Congress a little bit, and you're in leadership. Have you ever met with the Russian ambassador?
I'm not with this Russian ambassador, no. But
is there anything wrong? I mean, is it normal to meet with ambassadors, or what? Help us.
Okay, is it normal to meet with Russian ambassadors? Right. Okay, that's Nancy Pelosi. And remember, Claire McCaskill. Do these people not realize that we have video, and there's something called the internet? This is how stupid these people are. Here's Claire McCaskill. Listen to this. Okay? She's asked if she's ever met with the Russian ambassador. Okay? I want you to listen to what she says.
I've been on the Armed Services Committee for 10 years. The Russian ambassador has never called me. The Russian ambassador has never asked for a meeting with me. And the Russian ambassador has never had a one-on-one meeting with me.
Okay. That was a lie. That was a lie, and so I am calling for an investigation for Nancy Pelosi and Claire McCaskill because there is now, Politico is reporting that there is now a picture of Nancy Pelosi with, you guessed it, Sergei Kislyak in 2010. She had a meeting with Kislyak. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to take a call from Jim in Arizona. Jim, how are you? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, thanks.
You know what? I'm getting so tired of these two jackoffs, John McCain and Lindsey Graham. I mean, they are just really pissing me off. But you want to know how you can get these two, them and the rest of them, to back off? I come out and say I'm going to reopen that investigation on Hillary Clinton and maybe Obama.
Look,
they'll back off on that.
You know what the investigation should be? I agree that they should open the investigation of Hillary Clinton. But then you're going to have Republicans going, oh, we can't do that. We can't do that. They need to open up an investigation. The Department of Justice needs to open an investigation right now on Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
And how they are interfering with government right now.
Because what they're trying to do, they're trying to run his administration. And they try to get people to resign, and they put in their own establishment because, you know, someone else he has to choose from. And I'd tell them, you don't run nothing. You guys can kiss off. And that's what I'd say if Jeff Sessions should do, you know.
I agree. And not only that, they're acting as if they didn't win the election. This is what I don't get about, you know, again, Republicans, establishment Republicans, and this is why. Look, this is why Republicans always lose elections. This is why. I mean, they should be thankful for Donald Trump because none of those other 16 people would have beat Hillary Clinton. So they should be thankful. But maybe that's the point.
It's almost like you got to apologize for winning.
Because they're losers. They have spent so many years losing and being told that remember we heard just a few months ago that the Republican Party, they would never win another national election. Remember we heard that?
Yeah.
That the demographics were against the Republicans ever winning again. I guess if you include all the illegals, yeah, sure, but The GOP, I got to tell you, I am more disappointed with them.
I hate them worse than the Democrats.
I agree.
I know
you're absolutely right, Jim.
You know?
I agree. They're actually worse. They're actually worse because at least the Democrats, you know what they are, right?
Yeah.
But the Republican Party, they act like they're with you, and they're clearly not. They're with them. They're with her. You know,
they might get it, but they just think they're holier than thou. But it's like, they don't understand. You've been exposed and we hate you. We don't like you no more. We hate you. We hate your guts.
I agree.
You know,
I agree. I hate the Republican Party. I think most of the people listening to the show hate the Republican Party. That's what they don't realize, that Republicans hate you. You're absolutely right. Republicans hate you.
And ethics and politicians, that shouldn't even be in the same sentence.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
I mean, don't ever bring up ethics. Because all of them should be investigated for ethics violations.
It's just, it's disgusting. It really is. It's just, it's disgusting. And I agree with you. But
it's showing that he's an outsider and he knows the business part, but where he's struggling is with the cutthroat politic part because he's not a politician.
I agree.
He needs help.
And I think that Washington is way more cutthroat than business. I mean, I think that Donald Trump is probably ill-equipped to deal with the backstabbing and what he's seeing now. I agree.
I'm hoping he brings, because Bannon, I think, knows how to be kind of cutthroat with him. And that's what you need.
Well, that is exactly what you need. I think the fact that Bannon is there and that Stephen Miller is there, that's why they want to – look, what they're trying to do is they're systematically trying to get rid of everybody in his cabinet. That's what they're trying to do.
Clearly. Yeah, and then, we'll just and put in the guys we like, which are all establishment.
Right.
that'll, right, you know, look, so basically they're going to run it.
That's what they're trying to do. And look, you saw it from the very beginning when they brought in Ryan Priebus and Sean Spicer. I mean, that's
no, we kept saying it. I mean, he's disrupting the gravy train, and man, do they not like it?
No, they do not like it because they are when he talks about draining the swamp, he's talking about John McCain and Lindsey Graham and all the rest of them. They are the swamp.
He's cleaning out the gutter.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I appreciate it.
All right, no problem, Jim. Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks. That's the problem here. And I think that maybe President Trump didn't really realize the extent of the corruption. I got to tell you, they probably every day are just shaking their heads going, my God. I mean, it's one thing to have Democrats attack you. But at this point, to have your own party try to bring you down, it's outrageous. I mean, it really is outrageous. It is outrageous. And all Americans should be concerned about this. All Americans. And especially people in the Republican Party. I mean, the caller said it very succinctly. We hate you. Okay? We'll be right back. The Magic.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.